You're listening to the TalkCast podcast
with Jordan Adler. That's me.
It starts right now on your favorite podcast network.
Hello and welcome to the TalkCast podcast with me, Jordan Adler, here with you today or tonight or whenever you are listening to this podcast. Thank you so much for listening to the TalkCast podcast and choosing us as your podcast of choice. I'm your host, Jordan Adler. I'm a radio host, talk show host, and a podcaster of 10 years, almost 10 years. And this is my podcast where I give you a key to my audio journal almost every week, giving you an inside look in my life as I get an inside look in other people's lives as they share their life stories with us. And I also give you advice to help you along the way. And I talk about my life situations that I've been through, that I do go through on a daily basis. So yeah, it's not easy being me. And that is 100% true. And you know, that this podcast is a raw, genuine podcast. So you may hear some barking dogs in the background. You might hear my mom's TV. You might hear me slurping on some water. You might hear the some people outside. I am recording this in my home studio right now, so the walls are not soundproof. I wish they was, but they are not. So that's where we're at with that. So I think that got you all caught up. For more information about the TalkCast, go to anchor.fm/TalkCast to find out where you can listen at and more. There are 13 other ways that you can listen, and we're going to be adding more ways to listen as well. So keep a lookout for that. And we're going to be adding a website for the podcast, a blog website, you know, where you can follow the TalkCast wherever you're at in the world. How cool is that, right? I know a lot of you guys are in the United Kingdom, in the United States, Canada, Germany, Europe, Dubai. You guys are everywhere, and I appreciate that very much. I love you guys so much, and thanks so much for choosing this podcast. So today's topics, you're probably wondering, what are the topics for today? We're going to talk about where have I been these past few months. What happened to the Terramarker Code Call skit part 2? And if we are still doing it. Did I turn my guest room into a Lego room? And my stalker story. Gonna tell you all about that in today's episode. Here we go. And you may hear Emily in the background. She's in here with me, you know, living the life, living the good old dog life. So let's get right to it. All right, so where have I been? I've been everywhere, really. I've been going through a lot of health problems, kidney problems, bladder problems. I just woke up one day and I couldn't pee. I was having a hard time peeing. It wouldn't come out right. It was getting weaker and weaker and weaker every time I went pee. And a few years ago, my mom put me on bladder training, which means that I would pee every 2 or 3 hours, and I would drink my 2 bottles of water that I always drink every day, right? And that has been working for the past 10 years. And now, it seems like my bladder capacity is not normal. It's at 7%. It's supposed to be at 70%. So that is not good. We went to the ER because my bladder was full for 4 days. I woke up on Friday morning and my bladder was empty. I didn't go pee. I didn't pee in bed. So I don't know how that happened. But it happened, and it freaked me out. So I did some research. Thought it was this cystitis thing. Thought it was some kind of infection. And my mom didn't believe me at first. But when I was dancing in my chair in the ER, she finally decided to believe me that I couldn't pee. We went to our main doctor before the ER visit, and she checked my kidneys. My kidneys was good, and that night I couldn't pee. She said, if you can't pee, then go to the ER. So I couldn't pee that night, so we went to the ER. We spent about 7 hours in the ER, and that was not good. Yeah, definitely wasn't good. We got home at 4:30 morning. We got there at 9:30 at night, and they did some tests. They gave me a catheter, and I went home. I had to go back on that Friday to get the catheter redone, and I still couldn't pee. So we had to go to another specialist. We had to drive an hour there and an hour back. And we did that for like 3 or 4 weeks. It seems like we went to the doctor twice a week. That's what it felt like for the past 3 or 4 weeks. So I've been dealing with that. My penis burns a lot. Not sure why that is. Today it's not really burning that much, so that is good. But I'm peeing a lot in the catheter, which is another good thing. And we just can't figure out what's going on with me. They're still trying to figure out. We're going to a new doctor on Wednesday. You're gonna be hearing this on Monday. So this upcoming Wednesday, we're going to him to see if he can figure out what's going on with me. So we'll see what happens with that. And you know, I will keep you guys updated on my social media accounts, Jordan and our host, on Twitter and Instagram. So check me out on there. And that's been that. That's been it for that. So that was my bladder story. Let's go to what happened to the Terramarker code call skit part 2. I did a code call part 1 skit with Tornado Torres, which is a good friend of the show, good friend in real life, good friend on the radio, and we did a Terramarker skit, which was hilarious. Best acting comedy skit I've ever done. My only comedy skit I've ever done. And it was great. You guys need to go and check it out. We make fun of Terramarkers because actually Tornado Torres, Corinne, is a telemarketer. Actually, that's her job. That's one of her jobs. She does a lot of Uber stuff and all that. So that's one of the reasons why we haven't done a part 2 yet of that code call. She's taking her sweet time with getting the scripts written for the skit, and she has to find some free time in her busy workaholic schedule and all that. And then she has an ear infection. So, you know, like I told her in a message on Facebook, I said, you have an ear infection, and I'm here with a sore bladder, so I'm going through a lot of pain, but I'm still recording a podcast episode, and she has ear infection, and she can't even write the script. You know, I would write a script, but I'm just having writer's block with comedy. I'm not good at writing comedy. It's not my thing. So she's the one that's come up with the script. So, like I said, it might be a month before you get that part 2. It might be a week. It might be 2 weeks. It might be 3 weeks. It might be a year. You never know. I tore it 10 years later, you know, so it might be 10 years before you get to part two of the 10 marker code call skit. So stay right here to the Talkcast podcast and we will get right to it. You'll find out when we will do the part two. Be turning on your notifications on your favorite podcast network. I gotta drink some water. My throat is killing me. All right, so we was talking about my time marker call skit, okay, part two. So that'll come out whenever it comes out. Be aware of that. So the next thing we're going to talk about is, did I actually turn my guest room into a Lego room? Yes, I did. It's about damn time. Because I have been having my Lego City in the garage where it gets dirty and nasty. And Lego can't get dirty. I mean, it looks nasty when it gets dirt all over the sets and stuff. And if you're not familiar with what I do with Legos, I don't know why I said Legos. It's Lego bricks. What I do with Lego bricks, I'm an AFOL, which stands for Adult Fan of Lego. If you're not familiar with that, it just means I'm an adult fan of Lego. That's what it means. And I write scripts, I film, I record stop motion movies for my YouTube channel. I have like four different YouTube channels that I try to manage. And that one is the J Productions Lego channel. And I was getting sick of all my Lego bricks being dirty and nasty and don't look good on camera when they're dirty and nasty. So our good friend, Mr. Akers, came and he got me two shelves for storage space, two tables. So the guest room is a Lego room. And I'm very excited about that. Because I have a space where I can actually fully play with my Legos inside. Don't have to worry about going outside and getting dirty and hot and sweaty. You know, some of you might actually like sweaty, hot men. I don't. Unless for a hot woman, but not men. I am fully straight. And some people say that I'm gay. I'm not gay. I'm fully straight. But yeah. But I do think Zac Efron is hot. Because he is. Now, I think everybody knows that. Men and women know that. So, I'm not the only one that thinks Zac Efron is hot. He is hot. But I'm not into him romantically, you know? He's like an Ashley Tisdale to me, you know? That's what that means. Or Vanessa Hutchins. Yeah, she's hot. Ashley Tisdale. Yeah, she's hot. You know, but people, you know, that's that. All right. So yeah, so I am turning my guest room into a Lego room. At first, my mom wasn't okay with it. But she's okay with it now, which I'm cool about. So that is an A+. And so all the filming for the Psycho Stalker 2 was actually done in the Lego guest room. And the heck, Emily, what the heck are you doing? Huh? Trying to catch flies? Huh? We have a bug problem, which is another thing. We have been having bugs in our house. We don't know why. We don't got a bug man. So my mom called somebody today to ask for a bug man. So we'll see how that goes. And yes, I still do live with my mom. I'm not ashamed of that. I just haven't, found the right person yet to spend the rest of my life with. And once my mom passes away, this house is already in my name, so I'm not going anywhere. I love this house so much, and I'm not planning on going anywhere anytime soon. As long as I can keep up with the house, I'll stay in the house. If I can't, then I'll try to figure out a way to go into an apartment or something. But from now on, I'm single as a Pringle. I'm living the life, living the dream, and trying to behave myself while trying to get healthier and all that. And also, another thing that I want to mention is that my ex-girlfriend, my true love, Alicia, unblocked me on Instagram like a month ago. And she has had me blocked for 10 years or 9 years, something like that, 10 or 9 years. That's when we broke up. We dated for 9 months. I did a whole podcast episode about this, about my love story. So go check out that podcast episode in season 1, I believe, or season 2. Not too sure. Go find it. It's on here somewhere. And I was shocked. I typed in her name and it came up. Like, okay, cool. So maybe in 2 weeks I'll message her back. Message her again. Well, I haven't messaged her yet. The last time I messaged her was a year ago. So we'll see. I'm not sure if she got my message then or not. So, yeah, it's been a hot minute. But I'm glad that she unblocked me. I was like, wow. So we'll see what happens with that. I am also talking to somebody else right now, which I'm very excited about. That it's just between me and her. It's her own little dirty little secret, if you know what I mean. Not that, but the other thing. I can't tell you about it. I don't know who's going to listen to this podcast. And I don't want the wrong people to listen. You know what I mean? So, yeah. That's that. And the last and final topic that we're going to talk about today is my stalker story. Now, this is a true life story. If you made it this far, give yourself a pat on the back. It's not going to be as long as I thought it would be, which is crazy. So, here we go. My stalker story. Now, every little detail ain't going to be perfect because this happened. This happened in beginning of 2011, maybe. Yeah, because we moved in his house December 1st, 2011. And this happened probably the beginning of that. Yeah. I think when I got sexually harassed, that was in 2012 or 11 or 10. No, it was 2009 or 10. And yeah, so it has to be. So this probably happened around 2010, 2011-ish. And it was, I don't know where to begin with this, because there was this girl in my elementary school. It wasn't elementary school. It was junior high. At my junior high, which was Powell Junior High, it's not a school anymore, so you can't find me by searching that. So when I was in junior high, one of the students in that classroom, she always mixed things up, you know? So I didn't think nothing of this. what she was saying. I thought it was like a lie because she does lie at some things. She said, oh, this guy came into my house and gave me flowers and everything. And then she said, I came into the classroom and I had flowers on my desk and all this stuff. She was telling me about this and I was like, that's weird. And it freaked me out when she said that she got the flowers on her desk in the classroom. Now, how did they stalk her, get on school property, get into a classroom without setting off alarms, putting the flowers on the desk, and then getting out without nobody seeing them? Don't know how that's possible. So that part may be a lie. But the other part that she told me is not a lie. I got a weird letter on my door. Back then, we were living in the apartment. And I got a little romantic letter from this girl who I thought was my next door neighbor, which wasn't. And basically the letter said something like, hey, this is blah, blah, blah. I think you're really cute. Someone do like, I have always wanted to talk to you. And then said, I'll see you soon. And I thought, you know, that was weird. Like, why would someone send me a letter? I mean, nobody in my entire life has never sent me a letter and tape it on my door, you know? So I was like a little bit iffy about it. And I showed a letter to the girl that told me about this guy at school. And she said, yep, that's the letter that I got from him. In the apartment complex, because she lived there too, I guess. And, yeah. So, that's that. And then, when I was walking to my dad's apartment, I kept hearing someone say, Jordan! 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 Like, they were just saying my name like that. And every time I looked back, there was nobody behind there. They kept saying, Jordan! 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 So, that was weird. And then, it happened. I saw the guy. He was a black guy, and he was staring inside my apartment patio window. We had the sliding doors for the little patio area in our little apartment. And we had the window blinds open so he was able to see inside. We had the light on. I was in the living room on the floor. And I was looking at that direction. And I saw this black guy looking inside my patio window, sliding door window thing. So, yeah, that freaked me out. So I told that girl about it. She said, yep. It's definitely a black guy. And then I tried to tell my mom about it. Of course, she didn't believe me. She never does believe me with this type of stuff. And then I tried to my dad. Nope. So then I told her that to finally tell the school, because that's what the girl said, that he came near the school and gave her flowers. But, you know, can't believe what she says, so I didn't really tell the school. Then nothing else happened after that. We moved out of the apartment complex because we just bought a house. So let's travel in the future, like in 2019? Around 2020. We have this guy, a black guy, trying to get into our house. And I didn't see him, but my mom did. I mean, I saw a little bit of him. I saw his, like, his back. My mom said she saw his back. And then, he had a backpack on and stuff, gloves. And our neighbor saw him try to get into our garage. And he asked him, what are you doing? And then the guy asked him, who lives here? And my neighbor said, I'm not going to tell you that. And the guy just ran off. That was the first thing. And then he came back that happened in 2019. He came back in 2020. And my mom saw him for this time. And a black guy with a backpack. And I haven't seen him since. We haven't seen him since. So who knows? He might come around this time again. This year. He came around my birthday, like in November. So I don't know. I remember that night because I was gonna watch the Logan Paul fight with KSI or whoever that guy was. And I was playing my police game, and then he knocked on the door, I think, or tried to break in or whatever it was. My mom saw him that time. Then that night I was paranoid. And that was the night that Logan Paul was going to fight KSI or whatever he was going to fight. And I was paranoid the whole night. I didn't sleep at all. I have a little bit of trauma when it comes to people breaking in and stuff because I saw someone break into my apartment when I was in Alabama. And he kidnapped my sister. And I can't get that night out of my head. I wish I can. But I can't, and it's hard when you have a photographic memory of stuff that happened like 20 years ago, and or like 17, maybe 17 years ago, and it sucks. You can't get it out of your head. So have you been through that? Have you been through trauma that has affected your life the way I did? Because it's not fun. It's not good to go through trauma. You get all kinds of stress. And you know me, I can't take the pills that they give us for depression and, you know, stress relief and all that. I have to control it. I have ADHD as well. So I had to deal with that, and that's been crazy. But you know, life goes on in the fast lane, and we just gotta move on with our lives, believe in ourselves, and we go far in life. You know, that's been my motto in life ever since. And I hope that helps you. If you're going through a stalker situation right now, which I don't wish upon nobody because that is just fed up. You know, we're going through so much right now as a whole world. This global pandemic is just ruining our lifestyle as human beings. We We can't hug, we can't kiss, we can't cuddle, we can't do none of this stuff. We can't go outside, we can't go to stores without a mask on. We gotta wear a mask everywhere we go. We gotta get these stupid vaccines. And that's a whole nother podcast episode that I could tell you my opinions about, you know, COVID-19 and coronavirus. But I don't really want to, because I've heard some bad things. When people talk about the virus, then they will get the virus. And I don't want to get the virus, because I need to be here for you guys. I can't die this young. And that's why I'm hoping that they'll figure out what's wrong with my kidneys and my bladder and all that, and I'll get my strength back up and my health will be back to normal, and I'll be able to play baseball in the fall and all that stuff. So we'll see how that goes, but I'll keep you guys all posted, updated about every little detail about my life, because you fully care about me, and I truly see that. If you want to be like, you know, Ellie, one of the biggest supporters of the Talkcast podcast, if you want to truly be like her and send your feedback, you can do that by going to anchor.fm/messages, I believe. Wait, it might be anchor.fm/talkcast/messaging. The link is in the, you know, description down below. Click on that link. Send a voice message wherever you want. I'll play it in the next episode. Give us a review, 5-star review on your favorite podcast network. Go to Apple Podcasts. I'm going to show you or read you some podcast reviews, okay? So here we go. I'm going to tell you that right now. Let's see. Have to go find me on the Apple Podcast app. There I am. All right. So this will be episode 50. Season 4, episode 15. We have five ratings so far, all been 5-star ratings, which I appreciate. Thanks so much for that. Let's see. Corinne did one on April 6th, 5-star review. I love the sincerity of this guy. It takes courage to open yourself up like that. The 13 Reasons Why episode was deep, and more people can relate to that than you think. Admitting that and being vulnerable is courageous. Yes, it definitely is, Corinne. Thanks so much for your review. And another Apple Podcast review. The title says, Awesome Podcast. And it's by Renee Audrey, who is a past guest on this podcast. And she has her own podcast that you can listen to as well. It's a great music podcast, Behind the Lyrics. Go check her podcast out as well. But she gave a 5-star review, and she said, Jordan is a great podcaster and an inspiration to listeners everywhere. He provides such raw, authentic stories that inspire all his listeners. His perspective is one to be heard and listened to, because it truly comes from a kind heart and talented person. Jordan's a great guy, and listening to his podcast is always a pleasure. Aww. Audrey. Renee Audrey is so sweet. So if you want to be like them, go and rate and review the Talkcast podcast today on your favorite podcast network by searching for the Talkcast, or go to anchor.fm/talkcast to find out where you can listen at and more. There's going to be 13 ways to listen and more. Going to be adding more ways to listen in the next couple of weeks. So stay tuned for that. And I'll let you know when we update the website, get a website out for you guys, a blog, you know, all that fun details. That's all coming up in the future of the TalkCast podcast. What else can I talk about? I think that's it. That's all I got. So, like I always say, believe in yourself and you will go far in life. I love you guys so much. Thanks so much for being a listener, and thanks for all the love and support. And I want to say thank you for the 11.3K listeners that are listening worldwide. It truly means a lot. And I'm not just saying that. I love you guys so much. You guys mean the world to me. And I will see you guys next time. Roll the outro. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed that episode of the TalkCast podcast. If you did, make sure to rate us 5 stars and subscribe to the podcast and follow the TalkCast all over social media to stay updated in the loop on Facebook at the TalkCast and Instagram at TalkCast Podcast. Thank you so much for listening to the TalkCast podcast.